Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Time to expose the biggest lies of the left, the lies they honestly think that most Americans believe, and unfortunately some Americans do. That's the worst part of it. But I don't believe the majority of Americans do. But in case you do, or in case you know someone who does, please send them this radio show, and we will dispel all of the myths that these things that the left-wing propaganda experts are pitching is actually true. And I have come up with six, the six main ones. I could do 500 shows, but I put the six main ones on the block because a little bit later, I want to get into Kamala Harris, her trip to the border, touch a little bit on Pope Fauci. So there's a lot to get to in this show. So let's jump right to it with my six biggest lies that the left truly believe, that other people believe, or want them to anyway. The first one is that America is systemically racist. Systemically racist means it's baked right into the system. Can't get ahead if you're a minority because racism is baked into the system. Well, let's dispel that right now, shall we? 17% of Americans are black. I'm not exactly sure of the exact percentage of Asian and Latino. I'm not sure. But suffice to say that the largest probably overall population is indeed Caucasian. Well, then answer me this. If the system is systemically racist, how come there are so many successful African-American entrepreneurs, CEOs? How come there are so many successful Latino and Asian businessmen? Wasn't it baked into the system for them? I'm not really sure how they was able to escape this terrible systemic racism that keeps all minorities down in the United States of America. Can't figure that. Well, the police force is systemically racist. We know that, really? Well, then how come there are so many African-American and Latino heads of the police force? Are they systemically racist? Are those people racists? Police captains, lieutenants all over the globe? Every damn state? Are they all racists? How many are there? Quite a bit, considering 17% of the population, right? You see, this is a game the left play, folks. They say, well, there's only this many CEOs of companies that are black. It's still a really good number. But if you take that number and divide it by 17%, and you say this many with only 17% of the actual population, as opposed to this many with a large, much, much larger chunk, it's about the same. It may even be greater. This would be like me saying, well, we're holding a pick'em softball game, and there's only two girls on the team. So unfortunately, two out of 18 people isn't very good. Yeah, there's only two girls who live in the neighborhood. So 100% of them are in there. 100% of them are in there, even though it looks like they're in the minority. But the only two girls living there are participating in the softball game, which means there's 100% female participation. There are 200 guys living in the neighborhood. There's 16 on the team. So who has a greater participation rate? See where I'm coming from? Now, we're so systemically racist, of course, that people like LeBron James can be a multi-zillionaire. All of our top musical artists, for the most part, an entire genre that is primarily African-American, the rap genre, is the number one, rap and hip-hop's the number one genre in the United States of America. And I have a news flash for you. I grew up with, you know, Dwight Gooden posters on my wall, Daryl Strawberry posters on my wall, because that's a Mets fan. How racist can you be if you're idolizing people who are minorities, as we do in the entertainment business, the athletic business, and even in politics? Barack Obama's president of the United States. Now, I know everybody's saying it's the only one. It's the only black American ever to be president of the United States. I understand that. I understand that. But now I want you to understand something. 17% of the population, it wasn't the African-American vote that got him elected. So how systemically racist are we? And then they'll say, well, it's subconscious. You don't even realize it. Okay, well, if we don't even realize it, then there's no fixing it. You can't fix something you don't know exists, because it doesn't exist. It exists in your head because you are the racists. You think I'm wrong? Well, let's talk about it a little bit. We just had a New York Times reporter say, I went out to the suburbs and I was traumatized because I saw trucks that had American flags on them. And some of them even had Trump bumper stickers. And a few people had derogatory signs about Joe Biden. And I felt so scared and uncomfortable because the Biden things were horrible and the Trump was horrible, but even the American flag made me feel uncomfortable. You're a racist. You're an absolute racist. What you're really trying to say is, I assume that everyone who has an American flag on their car must be white. I assume everyone who does not like Joe Biden must be white. I assume that everyone who has something bad to say about Joe Biden or voted for Trump is white. It's not true. That's only true in your head because you're a racist. We're teaching critical race in school, huh? And what does that teach us? White man bad. White man bad, huh? Well, do you teach Egyptian man bad? Because those were the ones who initially were the slave traders and the people who had the slaves. Do you teach that? Egyptian man bad? No. Don't teach that. Oh, by the way, it was the African Americans in Africa who sold their own ancestors out to slavery to the Egyptians. So do you teach that? Do you teach African American men bad? No. By the way, quite a few white Americans lying in graveyards because they fought to end slavery and put their lives on the line to do it. Do you teach that? No, 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 no. Silly. It doesn't matter if the African Americans, the Africans gave up their own countrymen. It doesn't matter if the Egyptians were really the first people to employ the slaves. No, 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 that doesn't matter. It's all the white man's fault. And that's what your children are being taught. That's racist. That's absolute, unabashed racism. So when you say our system is systemically racist, you were wrong, but you're making it that way because now you're trying to educate based on race. You are trying to even a playing field based on race. You cannot say we have to have an equal number of Asian people or African-American people or Latino people. They have to be absolutely equal in a company when they only make up a minority amount of the population. That's crazy. That would be like saying, I'm going to roll a dice that has 1 through 6 on it, and I'm going to roll a dice that has 1 through 20 on it. And every number better come up equal. Well, it's not going to, because you got 14 more numbers on one dice. It's not going to keep coming up the same, my friends. You got to go by percentage. You can't go by actual numbers. That's the lie that they perpetrate. Our country's not systemically racist. Our country, I don't know anyone, and I'm being dead serious. I don't know anyone. I've never ran into a person in my life, and I'm a very well-traveled person. I don't know anyone who cares about somebody's skin color except the people who are anti-white. I've never met a Ku Klux Klan member in my life. I've never met a white supremacist in my life. I've heard about them. I've seen them on the news here and there. Never run into one. It's easier to find a Bigfoot. And yet, oh, these are the people who are, these are the main problem with society. Well, where the hell are they? I don't see them. Your average American don't see them. I don't walk into a supermarket or a shopping center or a mall or a store or a sporting event or a concert and say, how many of each race are here? I don't care. I care about the way people act. And the way some of you people are acting are racist in itself. Oh, but you can't be racist and be a minority. Incorrect. The definition of racism is to hate someone for no other reason or treat someone differently for no other reason than their skin color. Well, what are you doing? When you say, oh, I saw American flags on pickup trucks, couldn't possibly be a black man, couldn't possibly be a Latino, couldn't possibly be an Asian, had to be them damn white people. Well, that's racist. Reverse it. How about if I said, well, I heard hip-hop music blasting out of a car, and it sped by me, and it had to be them damn African-American people. Couldn't no white people be listening to that? You'd say, well, then you're a racist, right? Well, that's what you are. See, you're the ones who are all about race. You're the ones who are injecting race into every single thing. You're the ones who are saying your identity and your worth and everything you are in the world is based upon your race. You are the ones who are pushing systemic racism. It's not the right. The right was never the party of racism. The left was the Jim Crow law people. The left was the ones who did not want to abolish slavery. The left were the people who created the Ku Klux Klan. Do your homework. The Ku Klux Klan was created to stop the black people from forming the Republican Party in the first place. It started out being political, because the Democrats didn't want any opposition. Well, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? Second lie. Oh, the Democratic Party's for the working class. Really? Really. So the first thing Joe Biden does when he's in office is close down the pipelines, but says to Vladimir Putin, you can open up yours. We don't want a pipeline, but God bless you for having yours. And gas stores. Well, guess what? Jeff Bezos isn't having a heart attack because gas is going to $3.50, $4 a gallon. He don't care. You think millionaires care? No. You think people making $500, $600, $700,000 a year, much less $500, $600, $700 million or billion a year, give one damn what the price of gasoline is? No. It's the kid who's making $12, $14 an hour in Walmart trying to get to work saying, now I got to fill my tank and it's twice as much as it was. Oh, and by the way, when you raise gas, then all the truckers who have to deliver to the stores and all the ships and all the airplanes and everything that delivers all your food and your home goods and everything else, they have to increase their prices. Who does that hurt? Does it hurt the rich? Or does it hurt the blue-collar man who's just barely scraping by? And let me ask you a question. If tomorrow I said I am the party of the vegetarians, the vegans, I am the party of do not eat meat. Meat is murder. And all of my top donors to my campaign were meatpacking plants and people who had invested in meat. Do you think I'm serious about my position, or do you think I'm full of shit? Wouldn't you ask yourself that question? If you're so anti-meat, Why does everyone whose living depends on meat back what you as a candidate? That's odd. Well, why does Amazon, Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter, why do all those multi-billion-dollar conglomerations, why do they back the left? I thought big business evil. I thought big business, we have to take their money. These are the people who won't give. They're bad. Really? Well, then why do they back the man who says they're bad? Have you ever thought about that? Why would a business cut their own throat and say, I'll gladly pay more money? I'm not evil. Then you could have paid money all along. The IRS is not going to turn down your money, Jeff Bezos. You want to pay an extra $5 million a year? Go ahead. The IRS is not going to turn down your money, so why didn't you? Why do you have tax shelters all over the place so you didn't have to pay anything, eh? Because they know that Joe Biden's never going to touch them. He's going to leave them exempt. Special considerations, that's why they back them. So they're not for the working class at all. They're for the elite. When these prices of gasoline and meat and goods and services go up, the elite don't care. They can easily pay it, and it's fine. It's you who can't. It's you with a minimum wage job. It's you who's just barely scraping by because you got three or four kids. It's you who feels the heat. I can offer proof. When the gasoline company was hacked and held for ransom, who was the first person to say, well, this wouldn't happen if we just had electric cars? You all should have electric cars. People from the Biden administration, electric car, $60,000. You think some kid working at Burger King is going to say, I just got to shell out for an electric car. Think I'll do that with my next paycheck. You see, you're so out of touch. You're so ridiculously out of touch. You're not for the working class at all. You're for the elite. You're the ones who... meat is scarce. Who cares if gasoline is sky high? We don't care. We're the elite. Let them eat cake. You're not the working class party. You're the elitist party. And everybody knows it. Who's backing you? Every single one of Silicon Valley, the elitists. Every single big business corporation, the elitists. That's who's backing you. That's who's funding you. You're not nickel and diming from these people and saying the working class has given me money. Please, don't make me laugh. Third one is, we're the party of science. You're the party of science? That's right. The scientific proof is in. Global warming is our number one problem in the world today, next to white supremacists who are hiding somewhere in the woods next to Bigfoot. Global warming, that's the number one issue, really. While science is ever-changing, as Pope Fauci once said, science is ever-changing, and there is no consensus on global warming. As a matter of fact, there's just as many people saying it's irrelevant as there are saying we're all going to die. So that's a lie. You're not the party of science. You're the party of science, huh? Well, let's talk about science that says, what is a heart? Let's talk about science. What is a heart? And what is its function? Well, a heart pumps to send blood through the vessels. Correct. Why does the heart have that function? Well, it's to run the blood through the vessels for what? So you can be what? Alive. See, a heartbeat means something is alive. Otherwise, the heart doesn't beat. If the heart stops beating, you're dead. So the heart's function is to pump blood so that you are alive. Well, when it comes to abortion, they're not alive, but the heart's beating, though. There's a heartbeat. That's not when life starts, really. Well, that's what science says. That's what common sense says. What is a heart for, then? Why is the heart beating if something isn't alive? If something isn't alive, there needs to be no heartbeat. Therefore, When the heart beats, you are alive. Because the function of the heart is to pump the blood so something stays alive. Dummies, that's science. Oh, but we're the party of science. We're the party of science who says, if I wake up tomorrow morning and I decide I want to be a woman, I'm a woman. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, that has nothing to do with sexuality. If a woman wakes up one day and says, I just don't think I want to be with men anymore, I think I am attracted to women, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. Be attracted to whoever you want to be attracted to. It's no skin off my nose. You're not a man. You're a woman. You're a woman who's attracted to a woman, or you're a woman who's attracted to a man. Either way, it doesn't matter. But if you're going to sit there and tell me I'm a man, I have to shave every morning, but I'm a woman today because I'm putting on a dress, and I expect you to immediately say, that's right, you're a woman. You're looking at the wrong guy. I'm not playing into that. You're a man dressed up as a woman. That's what you are. Now, you want to call yourself Nancy? Fine, I'll call you Nancy. I don't care what your name is. I'm not going to be rude to you. I don't care what you want to dress like. I don't care who you want to sleep with. But don't tell me I have to play into your ridiculous notion that you just woke up one morning and decided I'm the wrong sex, so therefore I'm just changing it, even though I'm going to go take a leak in the urinal later. Sorry. That's not science. Then Dr. Anthony Fauci, when confronted, and he's not being patted on the ass like an infant baby saying, good boy, you're so good, oh, what a good boy. When somebody finally asks him a couple of hard questions, he gets his panties in a bunch and says, if you disagree with me, you are coming after science. No, we're not. A bazillion people disagree with you who are scientists. You idiot. You fool. What do you think, you're science? I'm science. I'm not actually a man. I'm science itself. No, you're an egotistical numbskull. Oh, and oh, by the way, Dr. Fauci, man of science, weren't you the man who said hydroxychloroquine does not work? Hydroxychloroquine is dangerous. Hydroxychloroquine shows no, absolute zero effect on COVID, whether to prevent it or while you have it. Well, that's very funny because we've just got a study now that shows very clearly a 200% decrease in fatalities of people on ventilators who had COVID. But you're the ones who are holding it back. The governor of New York banned hydroxychloroquine because you said it was ineffectual. How many people died who would not have died if they got the damn drug? Mr. Science himself said, no, it doesn't work. CNN said, no, it doesn't work. Trump is an idiot. Trump is a maniac. Trump is a mad scientist. Yeah, Trump was right. Eat it. He was right. And the fact that you hated him so much and wanted him to be wrong cost Americans their lives, you fools. I have to take my word for it. Go look up the study. Hydroxychloroquine, 200% decrease in fatality of people who are on ventilators. They didn't even do a study of people who were just mildly sick or very sick but not on a ventilator. 200%. So how many people died gasping for their last breath because Pope Fauci, CNN, MSNBC, and all these talking heads couldn't let Donald Trump be right? The blood is on your hands. You're not the party of science. You're the party of science fiction. Then, we're the moral arbiters. We are the moral arbiters of the United States of America. Children are in cages. Refugees are struggling to get over here so they can just make a living for their families. And that horrible, evil man is stopping them from doing it. can you be? What's happening now? Huh? President of Guatemala just said, hey, the Biden administration announced that children wouldn't be turned away. The cartel white slavery people were on us like sharks, saying, hey, you want your children? How much money? Idiots. And then capacity 70 times what it should have been when Trump was called a evil monster for putting them in cages. 70 times the legal limit, or the suggested limit for holding these kids in cages. We don't want to see it. Everything's fine. Nothing to see. We're treating them well. Yeah, you're treating them well. You're treating them real well. Yeah, you're the moral arbiters. You're the ones, we have to believe all women. A woman came forward. Christy Blasey Ford came forward and said, at some point in my life somewhere in school, I'm not exactly sure what school, and I'm not exactly sure what day, and I'm not exactly sure what county and what year, but at some point in my lifetime, I am fairly sure that I was sexually abused by Kavanaugh. I don't have a single witness. I have no idea where the house was. I have no idea how old I was. I have no idea what school I was in. None. And they said, anyone who disbelieves this very forthright, brave, honest, and very, very, very credible witness is a monster who hates women and enjoys watching them suffer, listening to their memories of being abused by horrible men. Oh, and then somebody comes out and says, yeah, Biden reached under my skirt and fingered me against my will. And I immediately went home and wrote to my friend and wrote to my mom, who called up the place, gave them hell, told me, email messages that I have, you should resign immediately from that place. Kamala Harris herself says, I believe this victim, because she wanted to beat Joe Biden out for the presidential nomination. And everybody else says, oh, no, not Joe. Joe didn't do that. How many people accuse Clinton? Oh, no, Clinton didn't do that. Oh, there's DNA on her dress. Yeah, he's like a rock star. Yeah, he gets the women. Oh, really? But when Donald Trump says, if I wanted to, I could reach up and grab some woman by the you-know-what, and she probably wouldn't even care. He's a monster. He never said he did it. He said I could do it. Bill Clinton did it. Repeatedly. Joe Biden obviously did at least once. Oh, and somewhere along the line, we know, because Tom Arnold, that very respected genius, says, I know a man who knows a man who knows a man who has a dentist who knows a plumber who has a mechanic who says he has a tape of Donald Trump using the N-word on The Apprentice. Where is it? Tom Arnold said, I can produce it. Where is it? It's nowhere because it doesn't exist. You know what I can produce? I can produce emails where Hunter Biden's using the N-word 3, 4, 5 times. How come that's not being covered? Just curious, because you're the moral arbiters, right? Hunter Biden's laptop contains underage girls, nude, one of them being his niece. That's his niece. He's nude in front of his niece. That's okay. He's just a wacky guy, that wacky Hunter. He was probably on crack. That doesn't count. Oh, but if that was Don Jr., if that was Eric Trump, Jesus Christ, they'd be hanging from a lamppost like Mussolini. Right now, you're not the moral arbiters of anything. You overlook every damn thing. As long as there's a D next to the name, that's okay. If there's an R next to the name and you prefer vanilla ice cream over chocolate, you're a racist. Next is January 6th. That's the big lie. We had an insurrection. People were trying to overthrow the government of the United States of America. It was worse than 9/11. It was worse than Pearl Harbor. That's what CNN said. That's what MSNBC said. Worse than 9/11. Worse than Pearl Harbor. How many people died? Last I checked, one named Ashley Babbitt, who was a protester who was shot unarmed for no reason. One. That's how many. Now, I hear you already, all you liberals, saying there were pipe bombs. How can you deny the pipe bombs that they found? I don't deny the pipe bombs that they found. Now you tell me who planted them. Do you know for sure? Were they right-wing extremists, or were they left-wing extremists trying to make right-wing, normal right-wing people look crazy? Until you can answer me that question, I don't know who planted them, neither do you. I know they didn't go off. And I know that the average age of the person that wandered into that capital that day was probably 70. Yeah, there were a few troublemakers. I admit there were a few troublemakers, and they're all in jail. Now you tell me this. That's an insurrection. What is it when the police in Portland are having bottles thrown at them, feces thrown at them, urine thrown at them, fireworks thrown at them, the police precinct itself set on fire, Black Lives Matter protesters looting buildings, burning buildings, shooting poor David Dorn in the head, and then filming him live on YouTube dying? Blinding a police officer with lasers, stabbing a police horse, taking over an entire city block. Oh, that's freedom. That's perfectly fine. Protest. You have to understand that there's anger in these people, and it's perfectly natural for them. Oh, really? Well, there was anger in everybody in January 6th, too. Because now it's becoming increasingly obvious he probably stole this election. Oh, there's a lot of evidence. And that's another big lie. No. There's not one shred of evidence that not one vote. No. If you say that, you are a nut. You're a conspiracy theorist, really? Well, explain to me this then. When a ballot is probably a foot tall and it has to be obviously folded to put in an envelope to mail, how come there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of mail-in ballots that aren't folded? Where'd they come from? How'd they get there? How come they're not folded? I don't know. No, you don't know. Just like you didn't know about hydroxychloroquine. Just like you didn't know that half the shit that you're spreading are lies. You just spread whatever Don Lemon or that fat nebbish says on CNN. Oh, that's got to be true. No, it's not true. And they're never held accountable. How come all you CNNites don't call up and say, didn't you say hydroxychloroquine didn't work? Why did you spread that false information and cause our cities to ban hydroxychloroquine when it could, now we know it could have saved lives? You helped contribute to the problem. There's blood on your hands. Why did you jump to that early conclusion? I thought you were the party of science and said, well, let's see what a lot of scientists say. Trump says it works. Fauci says it doesn't work. Let's see. Let's see what the preponderance of the evidence shows. Oh, no. No. Can't do that. January 6th was not an insurrection. The insurrection was happening on the streets. Antifa beat a reporter. Poor Andy Ngo was beaten not once but twice because he had the courage to go back and say, I'm still going to cover Antifa because I'm an American and I can walk these sidewalk streets if I want to. And Antifa said, oh, no, you don't. Where is the anti-Asian problem here? Andy Ngo is an Asian. Antifa beat him half to death. How come? I thought they're freedom fighters. What about freedom of the press? He's a journalist. He can't go out into the sidewalk. There's people in Portland that at 8 o'clock, if you're Asian, they're recommending you stay inside because Antifa's running wild. Well, what does that mean? Antifa's running wild. That's not insurrection. How many people were killed in the Antifa wars, and how many people are killed in the Black Lives Matter as opposed to the Capitol? But the Capitol was an insurrection because it was where your leaders were. You can't rise up against the leaders. How dare you? You can murder David Dorn in the street. You can shoot him in the head, pull out your cell phone, and be like, tune in my YouTube channel, man. This guy's dying live. By the way, David Dorn's a black man. His life didn't matter. This sounding too harsh to you? Is this uncomfortable for you? I'm glad it's uncomfortable for you. It should be uncomfortable for you. These people are lying to you. They lied to you about COVID and what worked because they wanted Big Pharma to make huge amounts of money. Like Bill Gates, who was in constant contact with Pope Fauci. Fauci had no time to read emails about how China was lying. Scientists were saying China's lying to you. I don't have time to read this. I do have time to read all of Bill Gates' emails because I got a good opportunity to make some money here if Bill Gates comes up with a vaccine. Yeah, we know hydroxychloroquine works, but screw it. Ain't no money to be made there. It's cheap. I think you better wake up. And then the last lie, of course, is Trump's whole presidency. Oh, he's in bed with Russia, except that was an entire lie, paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign, which we now know that this is not a theory I'm working on. This is fact now. Okay? We know that Peter Steele told them, or Christopher Steele, sorry, told them this information. This just comes from some Russian operative who made it up. It's probably not legit. That doesn't matter. It's good enough. Then, Trump caused the insurrection. Really? By doing what? Saying, let's march on the Capitol? But please stay peaceful? That's insurrection? But the witch, Maxine Waters, can scream if the trial does not come back with a verdict that we like, we're going to get even more violent. We're going to get even more aggressive. That's not tampering. That's not incitement to violence. Eric Swalwell can sleep with a Chinese spy, admit he sleeps with a Chinese spy, and still say, I want people arrested who might be in Congress who could have possibly agreed that the election could have been rigged and helped this insurrection. You should be in jail. You shouldn't be citing anybody. You should be in jail. You're an American traitor. You understand that, right? You're so desperate for a piece of ass, you slept with a Chinese spy and probably told her everything that she wanted to know. Dianne Feinstein's chauffeur was a Chinese spy. They had to tell her. Dianne, huh? Huh? Is it time for my soup? No, Dianne, your chauffeur. It's a Chinese spy, huh? What's wrong with my eyes? No, he's a Chinese spy. Oh, what's that? Are you kidding me? The Chinese are knee-deep with their spies in the Democratic Party, knee-deep. Under the Trump administration, lowest unemployment among blacks, women, and minorities, consumer confidence at an all-time high, Mideast peace talks going very well. Price of gas was not even $2 a gallon in most places. Fixed the whole veteran system. Had North Korea at least saying, okay, we'll just behave. Maybe they weren't going to come to the table much, but they weren't doing anything. And wiped out ISIS, completely wiped them off the face of the earth, never heard from them again. They were sawing people's heads off and burning people alive in cages on film during the Obama administration. And Obama said, nothing we can do about it. That's them. They're crazy. I don't know what to do. Trump said, I know what to do. I know exactly what to do. Oh, in a couple of months, didn't hear no more about that, did you? So they knew he was highly successful, so they had to lie and say, oh, he's a Russian spy. He's a pervert. He's this. He's that. He's the other thing. Joe Biden said to a 9-year-old girl with your legs crossed, you look like you're 19. Now, I don't give one damn whether there's a D next to your name or an R. What in the blue hell kind of a statement is that for a man to make to a 19-year-old girl or a 9-year-old girl? And ask yourself, if you were the mother or father of a 9-year-old girl and some man along the street came up and said, wow, in that skirt, you look like you're 19 years old, honey, you'd punch him in the teeth. And if you wouldn't punch him in the teeth, you're not much of a parent. But that's Joe. It's okay. Total hypocrites. Total hypocrites. Those are the six lies, folks. Systematic racism, a lie. The Democratic Party's for the working class, total lie. The Democratic Party's the party of science, don't make me laugh. The Democratic Party are the moral arbiters of the United States of America, really don't make me laugh. January 6th was an insurrection, oh, okay. I'd love to hear what your definition of insurrection is then. And Trump's presidency was a horrible, terrible blight on America, really? Well, I don't know, because that's not what the facts bear out. Those are the six lies. Now let's get to Kamala Harris. Because Kamala Harris went to Guatemala, where she was met with Guatemalans holding signs that says, get lost, mind your own business, and Trump won. She didn't expect that, did she? She says she's there to get to the root causes. The root cause of this illegal immigration problem. You could have stayed home and done that, Kamala. Look in the mirror. You're the cause of the immigration problem. You're the root cause. You and Joe Biden. Joe Biden said, if I'm the president, you better storm the borders because it's open season in Joe Biden's America. You had a catchphrase. What the hell is it exactly? I'm trying to remember. But I know Kamala Harris had a catchphrase that was like, loud and whatever, that everyone is welcome here. Say it loud, say it clear. Everyone is welcome here. That was your catchphrase. Say it loud, say it clear. Everyone is welcome here. I just found the root cause. It's called Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And then the minute you got into office, Joe Biden absolutely destroys all of the Trump immigration policies that was keeping things in order. And then looks around like a buffoon and says, what happened? Like Ricky Ricardo on I Love Lucy. What happened? What happened? I don't know. And then Kamala Harris has to go to Guatemala to try to figure it out. And what does she say when she's in Guatemala? Don't come. Don't come. Oh, that's very sincere. You're the one who caused the problem. That's like you saying, I set your house on fire, but after about 20 minutes or 30 minutes and it was pretty much done, I called the fire department. So, I mean, I did help solve the problem. I did call that fire department. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Yeah, you deserve lots of credit for that. How about this? How about rather than to try to fix another country's problem, you want to give them money? We're going to Guatemala to figure out what we can do to improve their country. No. You stay in this country. You improve this country. You're this country's vice president. You're not Guatemala's vice president. You idiot. Why are you trying to fix other countries' issues when we have so many? Well, we have to. And then they won't want to come to America. Wait a minute, I thought you wanted them to come to America. This is a woman who handed out to the press corps cookies shaped as her head, with no face, just shaped as Kamala Harris's likeness. Here are cookies shaped in my likeness. What do you think would have happened if Donald Trump handed out cookies to the press shaped like Donald Trump? They would have said, this is the biggest egomaniac in the world. He's so full of himself. He's so arrogant. He's so this. He's so that. He needs to be impeached. That is a horrible thing to do. Other countries are laughing at his egotism and his brashness. Oh, but Kamala Harris can hand him out, and that's just fine. I mean, the ultimate in hypocrisy. You terminate every single one of Donald Trump's policies that is keeping the border in check. And then you say, well, we got to find the cause of the problem. The cause of the problem is you. You don't get to go to another country and tell them how to run their country, you moron. How would you like it if the president of Guatemala came here and said, hey, honey, straighten your damn border up. You know what would happen? American people would tell him to mind his own business, just like Guatemala told you to mind your own business. You fix what's in this country. You know how you do it? Reinstate all of those policies that Trump had. That's how you do it. Just like the border guards are all saying. That's how you do it. and then you really want to get the other countries to help you, you do what Trump did, and you say, hey, Mexico, hey, Guatemala, hey, whatever countries that people are coming from. You don't control the people on your border, we're not taking your exports, and we're not importing anything. See how quick they'll start to play ball with you. That's all you have to do. You don't have to go there in person and make a big speech. That's all it's about, is publicity for these Democrats. Let me make a big speech. Are you kidding? That didn't help. Even the left are saying that destroyed her political career. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So there we go, folks. I mean, in a nutshell, this is what we have. We have currently an administration and a party, the Democratic Party. And I don't want to single every single Democrat that's ever took a breath, because that's not true. I know Democrats who are just as opposed to a lot of this as I am. But the vast majority of the Democratic Party have turned into a bunch of liars who don't give one damn about facts. They only care about the way it appears. So to them, they take a look at Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump was to hand them a cookie shaped in his head, the very first thing they would say is, this is an egomaniac. His ego is out of control. He needs to be removed from office because his ego is all that counts, and it should be the American people that count, not Trump cookies. Kamala Harris does it. She's a wonderful, kind human being who handed cookies out to these poor, impoverished reporters who were starving to death. But she won't go to the border. And when she's asked, why don't you go to a border? By a left-wing media, by the way, says, well, why don't you go to the border? First she lies and says, we've been to the border. We've been to the border. And when he pushes back and says, well, you haven't, personally, you have not. What does she say? Oh, well, I haven't been to Europe either. What is that? What's that got to do with it? Well, the last time I checked, the border's in our country. Europe isn't. So, again, I'll ask you, what's that got to do with it? You haven't been to Europe, so what? What's going on in Europe is none of our business. What's going on in our border is our country. And you're the vice president, and you don't know that, huh? She's two steps away from being the Joker. All she does is... Every time she's asked a hard question, because she don't know any answers. She's not smart. She's not efficient. And what's the first thing people say about her? Oh, she broke so many barriers. First black woman vice president. First this, first, oh, see, it's all about color, not qualification. That's why I said, you're not a systemic racism. You're the one who's putting race into everything. What the hell difference does it make? Let me put this to you. The person you love the most in life needs a heart transplant. And you got a black doctor who's successful 2 out of 10 times. You got a white doctor who's successful 9 out of 10 times. You're going to take the black doctor just because, well, that would be very, very moral of me. I'm giving a minority doctor a chance to improve his record. Or would you say, no, I'm taking a white doctor. This person's very important to me. I'm not taking a chance on a guy who failed 80% of the time. I don't care what color he is. That's the key. It's not about color. Your ability, and she has a zero. This is a woman who looked Joe Biden dead in the eye and said, you are a racist for his busing. This is a woman who told reporters, I believe Joe Biden's accuser that he molested her. And then when she's chosen vice president, he's the most wonderful progressive champion of minorities. Are you kidding? I mean, are you honestly kidding me? And nobody's questioned her about that. Now, one person said, well, hey, Kamala, didn't you say that you believed Joe Biden's accuser? So why are you working for a man you think sexually abused a woman? You think that's good? You think that's a good thing? Hey, Kamala, didn't you say that you thought he was very close to being a racist for his busing? No, nobody's asking her those questions. That's the first question they'd ask Donald Trump. The first question. The media's all in the bag. They're not going to ask any hard questions. Why should they? That's where their bread is buttered. We no longer have a media. This isn't a media. This is another wing of the party. These are political activists dressed up as reporters. That's all it is. Political activists dressed up as reporters. Because a real reporter would say, well, wait a minute, Kamala, what do you mean? You got to go to the border. Now she says she's going to go because she was shamed into it. You know, some real Democrats exist. When they moved all these kids from one facility to another, I believe it was in Arizona, and said, see, look how wonderful we've got this. One of the Democratic mayors said, yeah, you moved them all to another facility. You just changed the nightmare from one building to another. Don't lie to the people. At least he had the balls and the decency and the morality, regardless of whether he had an R or a D by his name, to call him out and say, you're lying. You didn't solve any problem. You moved it. You bunch of liars. So good for him. What did he get for his effort? Instead of the Democratic Party saying, well, we're glad we have an honest person in our midst. We're glad we have someone who called it like it was. God bless you. We're behind you. No, he was personally attacked. How dare you go against the machine? How dare you call us out? You're supposed to be a lapdog who says anything we want you to say and agrees with anything what we want you to agree with. How dare you have a mind of your own? And you're telling me this isn't a cult? I've just told you that a New York Times reporter said an American flag is racist and makes her feel uncomfortable. And one of the hosts of The View, that wonderful show filled with nothing but Mensa graduates, or Mensa members, I should say, a woman on there said, I understand what she means totally. I see those same flags, and I feel so terribly uncomfortable. Really? Were we supposed to feel uncomfortable when you were saying that Trump should be executed? Johnny Depp was saying, oh, you know, when's the last time an American president was executed? Madonna saying, I've been thinking about blowing up the White House. Other people saying we need to drag him out physically into the streets and hang him like Mussolini. Trump's a Nazi. Trump's a racist. Oh, we've seen plenty of them, and we heard plenty of that. We're not supposed to feel uncomfortable, though, right? See, because then that's your opinion, and your opinion is more important. It's okay if we feel uncomfortable because your opinion is valid. Our opinion is not valid. See, you can dish it out, but you can't take it. So now people are coming to the realization that Joe Biden is an empty suit. Kamala Harris is an empty suit. And there are people we don't even know about that are really running the country. They're just the people filling the suit. And people are starting to get angry. And people are starting to realize we bought a pig in a poke. We bought a Trojan horse. And people are starting to wake up. Well, it's about time. It's a little too late. Remember when the Wuhan lab was a conspiracy theory by radical right-wing nut jobs? Couldn't possibly be that because Pope Fauci said it couldn't be. Then we find out that Pope Fauci's emails were filled with people telling him very early on, this looks man-made. I'm sorry, but there are things in here that look very man-made to me. And he says, no, 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 I'm going on TV and say, it is perfectly consistent with naturally occurring virus. He lied. He lied to the American people. He was the first man to say, no, no, on hydroxychloroquine now. We know that that's not true, that that actually does work. I have a newsflash for you. Very early on, in early March of 2020, a Hasidic doctor was on YouTube saying, I treated my entire village, because the Hasidics live in big villages. I treated my entire village. Some of them were 79% positive with hydroxychloroquine. I've lost no one, not one person. And I've informed the President of the United States of this. What was the reaction? Pull him off of YouTube. Pull him completely off of YouTube because there's no money to be made on hydroxychloroquine. Bill Gates and other people are coming up with vaccines, and they're going to make the big money. And we don't need hydroxychloroquine or some quack doctor who accidentally stumbled upon the cure for this damn thing, or at least something that will really, really help to screw up our profit margins. Oh, yeah, but you're not Big Pharma's friend, right? You're the little guy's friend. That's why Bill Gates is so in your back pocket, because you're the little guy's friend. That's why Jeff Bezos is so in your back pocket, because you're the little guy's friend. It's a joke. It is a joke. You've been lied to time and time and time and time again by this party. And because you have Stockholm Syndrome, apparently, you just keep saying, no, 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 no. They're wonderful people. Dr. Fauci actually made the statement. Why would China develop a bioweapon that would kill them in equal numbers to us? Do you really need to ask that question? Have you ever heard of Tiananmen Square? Or no, you haven't heard of that. Have you ever heard that China doesn't restrict the amount of children you can even have? And that their population is out of control? You've never heard that, right? Have you ever heard the fact that we now have in our possession a pamphlet written by Chinese doctors, or scientists, I should say, exploring the possibility of using COVID-19 as a bioweapon and exactly what would happen if they did and what the best weather conditions would be for it, what the best times of day would be for it, all kinds of information. You didn't know that, right? You're a liar. You're in the Chinese back pocket, and you're carrying their water just like the CDC and the WHO did when they lied to the American people. Do you understand as we speak here, and I don't have any evidence of it, but I'm telling you there's a chance. There is a chance that the Chinese manufactured this virus and let it loose on the world on purpose. There's also a chance they just wanted to unleash it on China on purpose to stop the protests and the people waving the American flags in support of Donald Trump because they wanted to be like America. And there's a chance that maybe the travel that Donald Trump was called xenophobic for stopping could have spread it way, way worse. 2 million people, Dr. Fauci said, was going to die. That didn't happen. Thanks to some of the steps that Donald Trump took. Don't think there's not a chance that this wasn't a bioweapon. There's a very good chance it was. And if it wasn't a bioweapon, there's a very, very good chance that it leaked out of this thing that we covered it up. Many, many, many more people died because of their cover-up, because of their lack of transparency, and because the American news media, as well as our doctors and scientists, for the most part, that was in the government's back pocket, actually covered up the fact that hydroxychloroquine works. If you had a loved one who died of COVID, I want you to ask yourself a question. Wouldn't you have liked them at least to have tried that? Now tell me why they can't. Because Dr. Fauci said it didn't work. Because CNN's Don Lemon said it didn't work. And Donald Trump said it did. And Donald Trump can't be right. It's a joke, folks. You're being played. It's time for you all to wake up, take a look at the lies, realize them for what they are, stop being identified as a D or an R, identified by your race, and just be an American. Open your eyes and see what's right before them.